Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Marion. Thank you so much for tuning in to What Google Did Today. Our topic today is, what Google can teach you about Tail. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. Today we're talking about a topic that can really help in content marketing, and that's long-tail keywords. Small business Stacy talks to Digital Dave about using long-tail keywords to outwit and outdo your competitors. Today you understand the importance of content marketing and the fact that everyone wants to be found on the first page of Google. If you use a simple keyword like peanut butter, chances are it won't happen, but if you know you need a long-tail SEO strategy, and that's the only battle to win, you need to find keywords that aren't always obvious. Typing running shoes for women, for example, generates Google's auto-fill suggestions based on the fact that longer keywords end up getting longer. For more suggestions, you can then enter a phrase or variation of inspired to inspire, and see more long-tail keywords that you can address in your SEO campaign. It's as simple as it seems. Type a broad search term into the Google search bar and you'll see a long-tailed keyword tailored to your users' popular searches. You will notice how the keywords stolen from Google's suggestions seem to generate consistent traffic. It's often a good idea to search Google for a website and steal some of the long-tailed keywords from the generated Google suggestions. Search for suitable images, upload your content, and you will see how often a long keyword pops up. SEO is fluent and dynamic. Experience teaches you what works and what doesn't, because it's not just about you. A good SEO presence needs to behave to manage incoming traffic, which could grow your business for years to come. There are already countless high-profile websites capitalizing on the industry's top keywords, but the average Joe website owner does not behave in such a way that he ranks the best keywords on Google's first page for every good keyword. There are thousands of other bloggers who also try to rank by these keywords, and sometimes it is not an option to spend money on PPC ads to rank them higher. In addition, it may not be feasible to spend too much time and money on creating a website that is capable of classifying all desired keywords. The result is a roundup-style article in which the author reviews and analyzes some of the top tools. If you have an official website that has been placed by AdWords or organic rankings on the first pages of Google, you will be featured in this roundup post. Being online is not enough to guarantee that your website or your business blog will be on Google's first page. It is necessary to invest in a specific strategy to optimize your results and ensure that your company reaches the best position. Optimization aims to achieve good organic positioning to generate traffic and authority for your websites and blogs. If you are at the forefront of search engines and do not want free clicks or more visitors to your website, you should contact a company that invests in digital marketing. If you have heard about PPC marketing and are curious to learn more, but already know that you want to use it to market your business, but don't know where to start, this is the place for you. There are three guided courses where you learn everything you need to know about it and how to make it a PPC university, and they work. First of all, we need you to define PPC and develop a basic understanding of how its advertising works. PPC stands for pay as you click, where an advertiser pays you a fee when you click on one of its ads. A lot goes into building a profitable PPC campaign, from finding and selecting the right keywords to organizing these keywords into well-organized campaigns and ad groups to organizing and setting up a PPC landing page optimized for conversion. By rewarding advertisers who can create smart, targeted pay-as-you-go click campaigns for less per ad click. If your ads and landing pages are useful and satisfying to your users, Google will charge you less for each click, resulting in a higher profit for your business. So if you want to start using PPC, it is important to learn how to do it properly and use it correctly. You can use your PPC data as a guide to your long tail strategy, as you have done in the past, but with a new twist. Using the right keywords and phrases and of course inserting them into your content will transform traffic to potential customers. To get more ideas, you can use a list of long tail keywords that can be tailored to different user types such as email addresses, phone numbers and social media profiles. If you want your business to get on Google's first page, you need to dominate the long tail keywords. It has been widely proven that long-tail keywords can have the same effect on the growth of organic traffic as the use of head keywords, but at a much lower cost. Thank you all for joining us again on What Google Did. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.
Podbot.ai.
Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world.
Let's face it.
Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it
in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work.
And let's face it. They will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go.